Welcome to a Triple B radio play from the world of the legendary bard himself, William Shakespeare. Well, almost. We are very proud to bring you our adaptation of the Bruce Kane production of Shakespeare in the Wrong Hands. So sit back and enjoy Shakespeare in the Wrong Hands.
Welcome back to Shakespeare in the Wrong Hands. Just to recap, in our last episode, we heard from some of the bard's most enduring female characters. Now we move to 13th century Denmark and Ruby's House of Beauty, located somewhere in Elsinore Castle. There we find Ruby, the proprietor and renowned hairstylist.
Stop playing with your hair, girl. That's my job.
And her first customer for the morning, the slightly gawky Ophelia.
Oh, Ruby, you have to make me especially beautiful.
Honey, this is a comb, not a magic wand.
I mean it. I have to look really, really hot tonight.
What's the big occasion?
I'm going to be a princess.
Trust me, girl. You've been a princess for a very long time.
No, I mean a real princess with a tiara and the whole nine yards.
Who died?
Nobody died.
I thought with you people, every time someone dies, you all move up one.
I'm going to marry a prince. I'm going to be Princess Ophelia.
He told you he was a prince, did he?
He is a prince.
I'd be careful if I were you, child. A lot of frogs out there claiming to be princes.
This one's no frog.
What if someone run a background check if I were you? Every guy nowadays with a pair of tights and a sword says he's a prince.
I'm going to marry Prince Hamlet.
Hold on here. You are going to marry the Prince of Darkness.
You really shouldn't say those things about him.
Honey, that man could depress a hyena.
He just has a lot on his mind.
He's a freaking prince. He doesn't do jack. What on God's green earth could he have on his mind?
It's his father.
Unless they went to a lot of expense to bury the wrong guy, your boyfriend's father is dead.
That's the problem.
What? Are you telling me the old guy's not dead?
Oh no, he's dead all right.
Then what's the problem?
Hamlet thinks...
Oh boy, here it comes.
I really shouldn't say anything.
Fine with me, child. Whatever it is, I wouldn't pay much attention. If you ask me, all these royals are a couple of raisins short of a Danish. It's what happens when cousins marry.
Okay, if you must know, Hamlet doesn't think his father died of natural causes.
Hell, girl, this is Elsinore. Nobody dies of natural causes.
You have to promise me not to tell a soul.
My lips are sealed.
Well, Hamlet thinks that his stepfather...
Claudius, the new king.
Yes, Claudius, the new king. Well, Hamlet thinks the new king had something to do with his father's death.
He thinks Claudius topped his old man.
Something like that.
He may be onto something.
You think the king could do something so gross?
This is Denmark. There's always something rotten going on somewhere. Did the Prince of Indecision come to this conclusion all by his lonesome?
Not exactly.
Just how exactly?
His father told him.
His father is dead.
I know it's a little hard to believe.
Oh no, no, hard to believe. The prince talks with his dead father.
There's more.
Oh, I can't wait.
Hamlet's father.
Yes.
Wants him to kill Claudius.
So, let me get this straight. Hamlet told you that his old man, his dead and buried old man, came back from the grave and told his son that Claudius was somehow responsible for his death. And now he wants Hamlet to bump off the king?
Pretty much.
And you want to marry this guy?
When he asks me.
Hold on, just a cotton picking minute here. He hasn't asked you to marry him?
Not in so many words.
We're talking about Hamlet here. If he does ask, it'll be in so many words you won't know what the hell he's talking about.
The ring will do all the talking necessary.
How well do you know Prince Hamlet? When I say how well, I mean, How well in inverted commas?
Well enough.
Take it from someone who's been there, done that, and got the T-shirt. Well enough ain't well enough.
I know he loves me.
He told you that?
Again, in not so many words.
How many words does it take?
He doesn't have to say anything. I know he does.
You're a child. When it comes to men, you don't know squat.
I can tell by the way he looks at me.
Don't confuse myopia with interest.
He loves me, and I am going to marry him.
The prince never seemed like the marrying kind to me. You know, always hanging out with his bros.
Are you talking about Rosencrantz and Guildenstern? They all went to college together. That's all there is to it.
Hamlet always seemed more of a mama's boy. That's all I'm saying.
It's true that Hamlet's not too pleased with his mother these days. He thinks she married his uncle too soon after his father's death.
Oh, really? He thinks the next day was too soon?
This is serious. Don't make jokes.
Who's making jokes? They use the leftovers from the funeral to cater the wedding.
Hamlet thinks there may have been something going on between Claudius and Gertrude even before.
He thinks how everybody in Elsinore knew Gertrude and Claudius were busy tangling the old royal sheets.
Well, I didn't know it.
Are you blind, child? Even at the funeral, Claudius had his hand firmly planted on her royal keister. Maybe the prince should seek a little professional help. I mean, oh, I see dead people. Give me a break here.
Ruby, what should I do?
What does your father say?
Neither a borrower nor a lender be.
Why? Does your old man think you're going into business with Hamlet?
No, that's just the way he talks. To thine own self be true, and it follows of the night, the day, yada, yada, yada.
Where's that mirror? Ah, there it is. So, what do you think?
Oh, Ruby, you're a dream.
We are all such stuff as dreams are made on, and you can quote me on that.
Ruby, if Hamlet doesn't ask me to marry him, I swear I'll drown myself.
Now, child, you mustn't talk that way. You listen to Ruby. Men are like ferry boats. If you miss one, there'll be another one along in an hour. Now, run along.
Wish me luck.
Luck. You're gonna need it. Next. Queen Gertrude. I mean, Your Majesty.
Rosie, how are you?
Ruby.
What?
Ruby. My name is Ruby.
Are you contradicting your queen?
No, ma'am. I was merely pointing out.
One does not point out to their queen.
Yes, your royal haughtiness. Well, what will it be today?
Just a touch-up.
Want me to do something with these roots?
I am the queen. The queen does not have roots. She has transitions.
How have you been, Majesty? I haven't seen you here since the wedding. I suppose congrats are in order.
Thank you, Rita.
As well as condolences.
Condolences?
On the death of your husband.
Claudius is not dead. In fact, he is alive. Very much alive.
I meant your previous husband, King Horvendil.
Oh, him.
Yes, him.
Yes, of course. King Horvendil, he is dead and buried.
Although still active from what I hear.
I beg your pardon?
Everything satisfactory with the new king?
Everything is satisfactory. Very satisfactory. Rhonda, things couldn't be more satisfactory. As a matter of fact, I can't remember when I have been so satisfied and on such a regular basis.
Well, you go, Highness.
Are you married, Rhoda?
I was once.
Was he a loving man?
That's what every woman I ever caught him with said.
My first husband was not a loving man.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Highness.
In fact, he was a cold man, a very cold man.
Couldn't be much colder than he is right now.
Perhaps there are women who prefer a man who pays them no attention, leaves them completely alone. A man who never... How should I put it? A man who never...
Shows them the respect and tenderness they deserve?
Tenderness, schmenderness. I'm talking about a man who never slips them the high hard one, sweeps out the chimney, threads the old needle, lays a little pipe, treats them to the old bo-bo-opa-mau-mau now and then.
Of course, Majesty. What could I be thinking?
And then along came Claudius. Slow-walking Claudius. Slow-talking Claudius. The man is so different from his brother.
For one thing, he's alive.
Yes, he does have that going for him. But Claudius is warm.
Warm is a good thing in a man.
He's considerate.
A rare trait these days.
And loving. Very, 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 very loving. And sometimes for hours on end.
There's certainly a new glow in the royal cheeks.
All I want to do is...
Enjoy his company, rest in his arms, bask in his adulation.
Do the horizontal mumbo. Excavate the tunnel of love. Clean the carpet, parallel park, ride the pony, slap the...
Oh, I get the picture, your royal humpingness.
My son doesn't understand that.
He's young. Give him time.
Perhaps you're right.
Time heals all wounds.
How quaint. Is that what they call peasant wisdom?
I suppose.
Maybe if he had someone in his life, he'd understand my need to... How should I say it?
I think that lawn's already been mowed, your horniness. Now. Looks like that's it. Where's that mirror? Who keeps moving it? Ah, there it is. So, what do you think?
Are you coming to the play tonight?
What play is that, Your Majesty?
Hamlet has commissioned a play to be performed in the castle tonight. It's called The Mousetrap. You must come.
Thank you. But plays really aren't my thing. I like something with a little action. Something I can get down with. Something funky.
One does not turn down an invitation from her queen because the subject doesn't rise or sink to the required level of funkiness. I'll leave you two tickets with Will Cole.
Will Cole?
William Cole. He's my secretary.
Okay, send in the next victim.
Oh, my dear Claudius, it's your turn now, lover boy.
I'll curl your hair later. Ruby, ruby, ruby.
King, king, king.
Ruby, ruby, ruby.
King, king, king.
You're a sight for sore eyes, Ruby.
You're looking very regal yourself.
I'm feeling very regal.
I haven't seen you since your coronation.
Has it been that long?
At least. Is it true what they say, Highness?
What's that, Ruby?
That it's good to be king.
Oh, it doesn't suck. I can tell you that. The power, the wealth, the respect, but mostly the power. Oh, I love the power. People stand when you walk into a room. They don't sit until you sit. They do what you tell them to. They laugh at all your jokes. Ruby, right now, back in the castle, there are actually people lining up just to kiss my...
Yes?
Ring.
A ring. Oh, of course, your ring.
And the women, Ruby. I can't turn around without some beautiful woman offering me... Well, what beautiful women have to offer. Get the picture?
In a frame.
But of course, I am faithful to the Queen.
Of course.
Completely faithful.
Completely.
Totally faithful.
Totally.
Completely and totally.
What's her name?
Annabella. She's a lady in waiting.
Obviously, she ain't waiting no more.
Ruby, ruby, ruby.
King, king, king.
I may be the king, Ruby.
Here it comes.
But I am still a man.
If you weren't, you wouldn't be the king.
Exactly.
You'd be the queen.
Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
King, king, king.
You won't say anything about the...
Zip my lips.
I knew I could count on you.
Your usual trim, Majesty.
Please. My stepson is putting on some cockamamie play tonight, and his mother insists that I go.
Then I'll see you there.
Oh, you're going?
Let's say the Queen extended an invitation. I couldn't refuse.
Then there's no getting out of it for either of us. Do you have any children, Ruby?
None that I know of.
What?
It was a joke.
Of course. A joke. You know, no one tells me jokes anymore.
That's too bad.
They're afraid to be funnier than the king.
Heavy lies the head that wears the crown.
Very perceptive. Who said that?
I just did.
Mind if I use that sometime?
Knock yourself out.
My stepson hates me, Ruby.
He's just a little confused.
He hates me for marrying his mother.
It's not easy for a child when one parent dies and the other remarries. The next day.
Perhaps we were a bit hasty. But it's a cruel world out there for a woman by herself, without a man to protect her.
I suppose. Only thing I know, the last man who said he'd protect me, protected me out of everything I owned.
I couldn't leave my brother's widow alone.
That's what I hear.
And now her son wants to see me dead.
Really? Hamlet? Dead?
Those are the rumours. Have you heard anything, Ruby? People tell you things.
Me? No. Haven't heard a thing. Not a thing.
If you do hear, send me a note, will you? You'd have the undying gratitude of a grateful king.
If I hear anything.
Thank you, Ruby. Oh, and bring toothpicks.
Toothpicks?
For the play. To prop your eyes open. Bye.
Well, look what the cat dragged in. Sit up straight, Hamlet.
Sit up straight, Hamlet. Why straight? Why not crooked? Why not slumped forward? Or with one leg thrown over the arm? Or perhaps...
Knock it off and just sit up straight. You can't go to your play looking like a bum. You need something that says now. Something young. Hip. With it. If I were you, I'd go with a fringe.
A fringe?
They're all the rage in England. I hear Prince Valiant's beaten them off with a stick.
To have a fringe or not to have a fringe? That is...
Keep that up and I'll shave you bald. Now, tell me about this play of yours.
Actually, it's a ploy.
A ploy?
To catch the conscience of the king.
The ploy?
No, the play.
But the ploy's the thing to catch the conscience of the king.
No, that's the play.
What's the play?
The mousetrap.
The mousetrap?
Yeah.
What's a mousetrap have to do with this?
It's the play.
The mousetrap is the play?
Yeah.
Then what's the ploy?
The play.
The ploy is the play?
Precisely. And the play is the mousetrap.
So what you're saying is the play is a ploy and the ploy is a play and the play is the mousetrap.
And the play within the play.
Excuse me?
The mousetrap.
What about the mousetrap?
It's the play within the play.
The mousetrap is the play within the play.
That's what makes it a ploy.
Let me see if I have this. The play is a ploy and the ploy is a play. And the play is the play within the play. And it's the play within the play that makes the play a ploy.
Yay! You got it! But you mustn't repeat that to anyone.
I don't think I could if I wanted to. Does your girlfriend know about this ploy?
Girlfriend? Girlfriend? I don't have a girlfriend.
What about Ophelia?
Did she tell you she's my girlfriend?
She thinks you're going to pop the question.
What question?
Well, it ain't to be or not to be.
She thinks I want to get married? I've got enough on my plate. My father's dead. My uncle is the king. And my mother is...
Let's not go there. A bit of advice. Let the child down easily. She's young and impressionable, highly strung.
Oh, tell me about it. I've played lutes that weren't strung as tight.
Just be careful.
It's not easy being me, Ruby.
Right. Prince of the realm, a killer job. Who'd ever want it?
Speaking of killer jobs, I may have to kill my uncle.
May have to kill your uncle?
Nothing settled yet. I haven't decided.
Of course you haven't. You're Hamlet.
I'm still weighing all my choices. I have to be sure he really murdered my father.
You don't want to go off half-cocked.
Although, I have it from a very reliable source.
And who would that be?
My father's ghost.
Your father's ghost? You sure it wasn't just some of your college buddies pranking you?
No, I definitely talked to him. Actually, he did all the talking.
Sounds like the old king.
You won't mention this to anyone, will you?
You can be very sure of that.
I can depend on you.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Ah, Ruby, I often wonder 'tis nobler to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or rise up against a sea of bubbles and by popping them one by one.
Looks like I'm next.
King Horvendil.
You don't seem surprised to see me, Ruby.
Around here, nothing surprises me.
The sight of a dead man walking has a tendency to put most people off.
Well, I ain't most people.
No, you're not, Ruby. You're the last honest person in Denmark.
Ain't saying much.
What am I to do, Ruby?
We could trim up the front a little, layer the back, cover the bald spot.
I'm talking about my family. My brother murdered me. My wife took him into her bed before my body was even cold. My son won't avenge me.
Just another day in the life of the royal family.
You think Gertrude and Claudius had something going before he poured the poison into my ear?
I wouldn't know, Your Majesty.
And you wouldn't tell me if you did.
What happens at Ruby's?
Stays at Ruby's. I could have used ministers like you, Ruby. People who knew how to keep their mouth shut. Unlike my son.
Hamlet is young, Majesty.
He's 32 years old. When I was his age, I'd conquered half of Scandinavia, imprisoned 2,000 enemy soldiers, killed God knows how many more, and impregnated 500 of their women.
You were a doer, Majesty.
If my father's brother had killed my father, I'd have roasted the bastard over hot coals. I'd have fed his innards to the pigs. I'd have his head on a... Can you really cover the bald spot?
No problem.
So, how are things with you, Ruby?
Can't complain, and thank you for asking.
Still seeing that rope maker?
Oh, you remembered. No, we broke up. He wouldn't tie the knot.
That's the problem with young people today. No sense of commitment. Take my son, for example. To be or not to be, I don't get it. Just stab the son of a bitch. Did I ever tell you about the time I killed 3 men with a thrust of one of my swords?
3? With one sword? Really?
I think it was 3. Or was it 4? Death is a hell on the memory, Ruby. Anyway, they were all lined up. All lined up in a neat row.
Having heard the story a dozen times before, Ruby mouths the words as the ghost continues talking. Ruby finishes up, removes the smock, sighs, and collapses into the hairdresser's chair. Thank you for joining us for this second episode of Shakespeare in the Wrong Hands. We hope you join us next time when we take you on a trip to Italy, a place the bard never visited.
You've been listening to the Triple B radio play Shakespeare in the Wrong Hands, our adaptation of the Bruce Kane production. This Triple B radio play was directed by Paul Paulinus and recorded and produced at the Triple B studios by Ben Edwards and Steve Jones. Thank you.